Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavehill Campus. On this day, December 14, 1900, the West Bridge in Bridgetown was reopened and named the Chamberlain Bridge. The opening was done by Lady Hay, wife of Governor Sir James Hay, and was named after the Secretary of State for the Colonies, Joseph Chamberlain, who, as historian the late Warren Alling tells us, was instrumental in obtaining for Barbados a generous grant and a substantial loan from the British government for the island's rehabilitation following the hurricane of 1898. In naming the bridge after a colonial personage, the colonial authorities completely ignored the fact that when the English came in 1627, they found an Amerindian-made wooden bridge on or near the site. In fact, the English used the term Indian Bridge or Indian Bridge Town to refer to the island's capital. Over the years, the bridge was destroyed twice by fire in 1659 and 1668. Damaged by the 1675 hurricane, washed away by the flood of 1700, demolished by the hurricane of 1780, and destroyed by the floods of 1795 and 1819. This West Bridge, as it was then called in the 19th century, underwent extensive repairs in the 1860s and was eventually opened in April 1872 as a swing bridge, thereby allowing ships into the inner basin of the Carenage. But it was badly damaged in the 1898 hurricane and was again repaired and reopened on this day, December 14, 1900. In 1984, however, due to significant wear and tear, the swinging feature of the bridge was discontinued, and for many years it served as a pedestrian walk. In 2006, it was once again renovated and transformed into a modern lift bridge.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.